And we're back on the KYMM Morning Show. We have an in-studio guest coming up this weekend. Is everything Mother's Day fishing opener. And, of course, here in town, it's Girls Night Out. And the person with the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce that is responsible for that whole outing tonight is with us, Jane Barthow, Chamber President. Thank you.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for letting me talk about it.
Yeah, it's always the busiest weekend. I don't know what the colleges have going on this weekend, but it's probably going to be something at one of the colleges.
I know, between the graduations, parents, the alumni, the reunions, it's a busy weekends.
Yeah, you throw in, you know, sports activities and some other things. We got a lot going on, but definitely the highlight for Friday night is going to be Girls Night Out. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's one of my faves. Well, it's a downtown retail event. And we've got a retail committee that the restaurants and retailers are a part of. So every month we meet and talk about what we can do to enhance shopping, to enhance tourists to come to town. And one of my favorites is Girls Night Out. Technically, I think it started when the men would go fishing. They had their fishing opener, and the women would go, stereotypically, fishing for deals, bargains and specials. So years ago, there was one, the event was called A Grand at the Grand. So they gave away, the grand prize was a grand, $1,000 worth of gift cards and certificates and such to one lucky winner at the grand. So we pulled that out again. So we do have $1,000 as the grand prize. We're going to give it away at 9:15 p.m., not 9:14. Not 9:16, 9:15 p.m. at the Grand. So the way to do it, we've got an official entry form. We've got about 20 sponsors, and I'll talk about those guys too. But at each sponsor store, with any purchase, you can get an entry form for the Grand. And then about 9 o'clock or so, when the stores close, we're encouraging all the shoppers to come to the Grand, throw your entry forms into the big pot, and at 9:15, we'll draw for the real deal.
All right.
I know. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Now, is this in chamber dollars that you're giving them out, chamber bucks?
There's going to be 50 bucks of chamber bucks. Okay, I didn't bring the list, but there's Carboni's gift card, Rare Pear, Mainstream, Fine Fettel, Fate Furnishings, Vintage, Gong Loco, the Tea Room, the Yarn Shop. They've all, they've all generously put in 25s or fives. Forget Me Not Florist. And forgive me if I'm forgetting somebody, but it's been
well, you wrote down Verbena as well.
I did, as one of our sponsors so far. Yeah, so yeah, it's the $1,000 of gift cards is going to be in just a variety of
all over town
Northfield businesses. Yeah. So
cool.
Some are chamber bucks, but some are just specific stores. So
okay,
I'm really looking forward to that. So the night, well, let me talk about our sponsors first, if that's okay.
Yeah.
So downtown, you probably know all these stores, but we've got the Rare Pear. I want to give all these guys a shout out because they're all... The night of Girls Night Out, they're going to have a sidewalk sign outside their front door, letting everybody know that they are a sponsor. And they are a store where you can go and get the entry forms from. So we've got the Rare Pair. The Chamber will have some entry forms. Forget Me Not Florist, Monarch, The Hideaway, Fate Furnishings, Just Food, Vintage Etc., Measuring Cup, Cottage Tea Room, Northside Boards and Scooters, Fine Fettel, Mainstream Boutique, Solstice Boutique, Minnesota Orthodontics. That was hard to say. Homebody Refill, right across from you. And the Northside Women's Center and Verbena Vinyls. So there's going to be lots and lots of places for you to shop their specials and grab an entry form for the $1,000.
And when you go, when it's all done with, now what time does this start? What time are the stores?
Some of the stores are running their specials all
throughout
day.
Throughout the day?
Yeah, all day. Some are, did I say The Hideaway? I did say The Hideaway. I've got some some of their specials too. I wanted to throw in there if I have time. Technically, when my staff gets off, when I get off at 4, we're going to hit the street. So technically, it starts at 4. I think the entry forms are going to be available starting at 4. The Grand will open its doors at 8. If you're done shopping, you can go in there. They've got a cash bar. They've got appetizers on a menu. So they're going to open at 8. You can hang around. Most stores close at 9, unless there's Shoppers. Then they'll close them when they're done shopping. And at 9:15, we'll have the drawing. At 9:30, we've got a jazz ensemble from St. Olaf coming to perform for half an hour. I'm excited to hear that. I've been trying to get them to come to an event for about a year now. So this is their debut with the chamber.
All right.
And then at 10:15, Sam Temple, I can't remember what his group is called. He's got an improv group, a comedy group. So they're going to come out for the next half hour. Fun. So it'll be dinner and a show.
All right. Sounds like a fun night. So that's all coming up Friday night. So this coming Friday, great deals all over town, and especially in the downtown area. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
We've invited women-owned businesses that have a service or product to be upstairs at the Grand. So it's a women's expo upstairs. Just a small, we have the space available. So I thought I would fill it with something to do, something to look at, and opportunities for women-owned businesses to get a little bit of exposure. And there's room for more. We've got about a dozen businesses upstairs right now. If you have a women-owned business and you are interested, call the chamber later today and we'll fill you in on the details, because right now it's a free opportunity to enhance the whole event.
Yeah, and that's a good networking opportunity for everyone involved, and
that was
it should
idea.
Be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the idea too. That that also starts at 8, so there'll be a little bit to do at the Grand while we're waiting to for the drawing.
Now, Girls Night Out's not the only thing we're going to talk about. We've got another thing coming up, but anything else? Do we leave anything else out about Girls Night Out?
Well, I think every store has some sort of special. Hideaway has half-price bottles of wine. Fine Fettle has 15% off almost everything. Monarch and Measuring Cup, 20% off. Fate Furnishings, 20% off, and there's free gifts all over the place. So it'll be a lot of fun all over.
Now, coming up is summertime. We're not that far off, but summer kind of starts in May. At least the weather, nice weather, hopefully will be cooperating. And you have Third Thursdays downtown, big hit last year, and they're going to continue on this year. Tell us about
it. Yeah, they are Third Thursdays, May through August this year. They'll close off one of the blocks downtown right off of Bridge Square. The band shell comes down, or the showmobile, I guess. And it's 5 to 8. There's music. There's liquor. The distilleries and breweries got together, and they'll host one special night. So the barricades are up. So you can, the red chairs are there. So you can sit, listen to music, walk around, and enjoy a beverage on these beautiful nights.
Fun. And that is coming up the third Thursday in May, and I'm looking for the date.
May 18th.
May 18th.
Oh, sorry.
Thanks for helping
me. I did it again. 16th.
May 16th. All right. We'll put that on the calendar. Sounds like a lot of fun.
We have an addition this year that can plug the VFW. They're doing a fundraiser for, they're calling it Vest Fest. They are raising money for body armor for the first responders in the community. And so on Bridge Square, we're going to have first response vehicles at Third Thursday on May 16th. So we're going to be having, you know, the fire trucks, the EMS, the ambulance, fire, police cars, kind of promoting the VFW's event, which is Saturday, May 18th. Believe Vet is going to be doing a little show with their dogs on Bridge Square. And there's going to be on stage a couple of bands, and their names escape me right now.
All right. We'll have more on that as that date approaches. Once again, in the more immediate future, we're going to have Girls Night Out. It's coming up starting roughly at 4 o'clock and going on till probably 11-ish or so at the Grand. Sounds like a fun night. That's this coming Friday night. Jane, thank you so much for joining us. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
Enjoy your week and get ready for Girls' Night Out.
I will. Thanks, Jeff.
Jane Barthow from the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN Northfield. Here's local news, or here's state news. Rich, coming up in two.
Minnesota.